Hi, everyone. This is Father Jim Churn, and you're listening to the Pope Benedict XVI School of Prayer podcast, where each week we're reflecting on the catechesis from the late Holy Father, which he first gave back in 2011 about the life of prayer. And this week's edition of my reflections and ramblings, we're discussing this past week's catechesis, Psalm number 3, Arise, O Lord, deliver me, O my God, which the Holy Father first gave on September 7th, 2011. If you've been following us every week, you know for the last month or so, we had this kind of a break where the Holy Father first started talking about the Psalms, and then he went on vacation and gave these mini reflections while he was at Castel Gandolfo. So they were these minor little things. So this past week, he kind of returned to his previous thing about Psalms, and we remember that he introduced the book of Psalms as like one of the best examples of the life of prayer, where he likened it to a child learning how to speak, how especially at the terrible twos, the child is going through the terrible twos at that time because they have all these feelings that they're trying to express, but they don't have the words for it. And so he likened the book of Psalms to that, because you could find everything in that, from joy to suffering to longing for God and the feeling of this sense of unworthiness at his presence, feeling abandoned by God and trusting God. Like, all those different experiences and emotions are really contained in the book of Psalms, and that's why it's such a treasure, especially when we're going through difficult times. And when he resumes talking about the book of Psalms like he did in this week's catechesis, he went right out of the gate with one of the more dramatic and more desolate examples that you would find. Psalm 3, as you heard when we listened the other day, was a psalm of King David when he fled from his son Absalom. The Holy Father gave a little bit of context as we were hearing the catechesis, but you really need to hear the whole story from the Bible in the year. It's found in the first book of Chronicles. I think it's chapter 18 or so. And basically what's going on here is that this is later in King David's life. There's been all kinds of messes going on in his personal family, not the least of which is that his son Absalom has basically no respect for his earthly father, David, or his heavenly father, the Lord God. So things have gotten really out of control. It eventually turns into a political dispute and almost practically a civil war, where there's just this division in the kingdom. When David's servants basically go out and kill Absalom for the king, and then they're thinking he's going to be relieved and kind of happy about it, and instead King David is now weeping, and they're like, okay, great, what do we do now? And he was weeping for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is his son is dead, but the fact that his son hated him, that his son was trying to kill him. And David realizes a lot of it's his own responsibility, why he's in this situation in the first place. So it's really this heart-wrenching story from the Bible. And that's Psalm 3. Just reading it again. How many are my foes, Lord? How many rise against me? How many say of me, there is no salvation for him in God? But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory. You keep my head high. I mean, there's such beauty in those words when you think about it. It's like, there's a realness, there's a rawness, there's an intensity about it that he's not pretending like everything's okay. Even though he's in this state of prayer, he's being honest and saying, like, I'm surrounded by foes, everything's a mess, and people looking at me are thinking, you know, yeah, he's the anointed one, this is God's favored one, this is the king of Israel, and you know, and David's having a real honest moment. And as he is reflecting on that, he doesn't lose faith. You, Lord, are a shield around me. My glory, you keep my head high. And again, it's not Pollyannish. With my own voice, I will call out to the Lord, and he will answer me from his holy mountain. I lie down, and I fall asleep, and I will wake up, for the Lord sustains me. Even though he's talking as a man of faith, you can almost sense there is a detachment from what he knows to be true and what he's feeling. You know, you can hear this sense of uncertainty, and that there's just this disillusionment in his own life, and he's looking for God, and he knows God's present, even if he's not necessarily feeling it, which, for all the reasons that we explained before, it's understandable why he's not feeling necessarily like God's anointed one, or one of that God's favor is upon him. So I just, as I was reading this and listening to the reflections again, there's just something beautiful about praying with the Psalms, and this in particular, this one where, as the Holy Father writes out, interweaving the human cry and the divine response, we find the dialectic of prayer and the key to reading the entire history of salvation. The cry expresses the need for help and appeals to the other's faithfulness. So there is something really beautiful about bringing whatever it is that we're going through, even if it seems like it's ugly. And I think too many times people think that I can't have these negative thoughts or bring these negative feelings to the Lord, when that's precisely what we're supposed to be doing with them, particularly when it seems like the world is arrayed against us. And even those that are supposed to be closest to us are the ones that have turned against us. So those are just some of my thoughts. I like the fact that, you know, as the Holy Father is speaking these words, that providentially they line up to as we're entering into Holy Week. So we get this sense of, you know, God's providence, because next week will be the actual prayer, Psalm 22, that the Lord Jesus prayed from the cross, which that it happened to fall providentially on Holy Week is, yeah, like I said, providential. So anyway, thank you for listening. If you have any other thoughts or questions, please feel to drop them in the Facebook group on this post. And I look forward to praying with you next week. For those listening in real time, have a great Holy Week, and God bless you as we enter into Palm Sunday.